Blog Talk Radio.
Always look up, never give up, and you will reach your goals. You're important, you're more than enough. And here she is, your host for Rolling with the Diva, Sabrina Williams. Thank you.
Nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make a million in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats, lurking on my Instagram like how we get the stuff like that. But when I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away, y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying a trend at the end of the day. Y'all don't know the way, y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way. I just make a way. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'm sick of you, you niggas predictable. That's why you more like I want to. Bad chick in the ass stick. Head long like a punzel. All that I want in a woman, I missed a piece of my puzzle. Yeah, Troy thought I was a dog, and she just to buy me a muzzle. And she always hit me up like, where you at and where you been? Oh no, no, she fine as hell. Look too good to be your friend. I'm like, why you cutting up? It's like you want this shit to end. Girl, you keep acting paranoid. I thought you to the wind. Cause nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats, lurking on my Instagram like how we get the sauce like that. But when I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away, y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying a trend at the end of the day. Y'all don't know the way, y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way, I just make a way. I'll just fade away, I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away.
Everybody wanna be famous.
Everybody tryna be great. But they ain't never had a dedication. Y'all ain't about to last me out the station. Life is not a plaything. People dying every day. Everybody wanna tell you who you are, how to figure, how to be. Don't let them kill your dreams. Got the sauce, get the flexing on these niggas. Gotta show you a boss. I be ballin' high, never fallin'. Duckin' your bitch like Jordan. Everybody know a nigga got it, cause I started when I was a Jordan. Like, ooh, just take a look at my shoes. Let's see the boy got the juice. Ooh, met your girl, she fell in love. Also heard back when I'm through. And you know I got the sauce, yeah, yeah. Shawty come and roll with a boss, yeah, yeah. Cause it all just fades away at the end of the day. I'll just fade away. Nowadays people are the same. Everybody trying to make forevers in a day. Nowadays a lot of niggas just a bunch of copycats, liking on my Instagram like how we get the stuff like that. But when I make a way, I just make a way. Y'all just fade away, y'all just fade away. Y'all don't know the way, I follow the way. Copying a trend that is here to stay. Y'all don't know the way, y'all don't know the way. Me, I make a way. I just make a way. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away. I'll just fade away.
Hello and welcome to With the Diva, and I'm your host Sabrina Williams. And today, well, actually yesterday was National Make a Difference Day, so today I'm going to talk to you guys, I'm a little out of breath right now, sorry. Today, I'm going to talk to you guys about what it means to make a difference in your community in support and care for others. We all have gifts and talents. We all have skills that can help other people. Volunteer at a shelter. Make food for an ill friend or neighbor. I would rather make a difference than to be famous. So today, you guys are going to be able to listen and hear in. And I'm hope my difference that I want to make, because I really thought about that, I'd rather make a difference than be famous, because fame goes and comes. But making a difference means that sometimes you won't be noticed. Sometimes people won't recognize you, but that's okay. because you know what? You're making a difference in somebody's life. Just think about it. Like the Meals on Wheels for seniors. If every person in the world, or maybe every other person, would help feed, take meals to seniors, think of how that would impact them. What about your neighbors that you know are struggling and they lost their jobs? Or they may be, maybe the wife or husband is going through cancer, because we're in the last part of Cancer Awareness Month, Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But you know what? It's not just 1 month. It's all the time. But what about just that person that you see sometimes, and you sometimes get the feeling when you see them driving your driveway, you might be sad. What about making them cookies and going next door and say hi to them? It's not always about you have to do something so people can recognize you, because I know we see that a lot on the internet where people do these things and they get recognition. You don't have to be recognized for doing things, because at the end of the day, God sees what you do, and you will, good things will come from that. Believe me, I know. National Make a Difference Day is an annual community service event which is held on the fourth Saturday in October. So it was actually yesterday, but we're talking about it today. Millions of people have united in a common mission to improve the lives of others. And that's where it comes in, joy, Jesus, others, and yourself. So joy, J is for Jesus, others is others, and then yourself. And yourself is the last part, because when you put other people first, it makes you actually feel better and helps your mind to see how well you're doing. So we're going to play another song, and then we'll come back and talk about that. The song we're going to play today is, let me see, Theodore, and he's going to be here, on here soon with his talking about his shirts. Here we go.
Lord, the way you embrace me. Lord, the way you love me.
Daddy, I love you.
Your love and kindness.
It feels so good, God. So good, so good. You love me through my struggle and through my pain, even through my ungratefulness. Unconditional love you bring.
Now,
life. We may fall down, but if we get back up, you will be there to retrieve us. Stop that unconditional love. It's an unconditional love. Stop it, give me love. That's all the drugs. There's a bit sweet like fudge.
All right, that was Mr. Theodore, and he'll be on in a few weeks, I think on November 12th, to talk about his new shirt line and his music, and he's going to guest on here before. So I thought about it as I was thinking about this show a couple of days ago and even today. How do radio hosts make a difference? Well, I think we make a difference by really focusing on how that we can help our community through radio, and I have chosen to really focus on mental health and to really encourage people in their walk with mental health, whether it's depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, dual personalities, and so on, to let people know that they're okay, they're not alone, that God is with them, and I am here praying for them. You know, when you're honest with your mental health and you're honest with yourself, your mind, body, and spirit will be in sync. So I want you, as you listen to this show today, there's going to be poems and music, and we're going to talk about making a difference. But so I hope that you know how much you're loved, how much that I want to make a difference in your life. So if you ever need anything or somebody to talk to, please send me an email at cvwtdiva@gmail.com, and I will get back to you. You are more than enough, and you're loved. I think that's one of my favorite things to say to everybody, because I've really learned that it to be more than enough, it just means that you are you, and you don't have to be anybody else. This morning, when you got woke up by God, then you know it's going to be a wonderful day. You're loved by God and me. Today, remember, as I said earlier in the message, show Jesus others yourself. As you walk, hold your head up, see the beauty around you, say four positive affirmations about you. You are beautiful, you are unique, you have great gifts and talents, and today is my day to live my passion and dream. We all have a dream, we all have a passion, you should be living it. Making a difference could be smiling at somebody as you're walking down the street. You don't even know how much that can help somebody. Sometimes you just have to just go with it and remember you're here for a purpose, and you are important. This is a poem I wrote. It's called Fly and Soar from May 22nd, 2015. You are valued, important, you are worthy and wanted. You are a great man/woman. Don't let others' opinions leave you grounded. Fly, soar, and remember, your value was given by God, and you are an eagle with wings. God made you uniquely. I hope that you can really understand that. And as you listen to this today, you're on the air with Rolling with Diva. We're talking today about making a difference. Yesterday was National Make a Difference Day, and that could be from helping somebody fix their car. Maybe you have mechanical skills, and somebody is struggling to keep their car working to go to work. And it doesn't have to necessarily be a man, woman. Men today, some of them don't know how to work on their car, so helping somebody with a skill. Your skills impact other people, and it makes a difference in their life. How many times have you seen people's house falling apart, but they can't afford to fix it, but there's people in the neighborhood who could help them? That's what making a difference is about, people. Helping other people when you're not going to get anything out of it. You're not going to get on the news. You're not going to get a hooray and balloons. Everybody jumps out of the closet for you. You're just doing it because it's from your heart. When you do things from your heart to make a difference with people, it's amazing. Now, don't get me wrong. It's nothing wrong with people taking pictures of other people who are doing nice things. But in today's society, we're all quick to point out the things that we do for people in its own video. And you know what? Sometimes we don't even need to do that. We don't need the accolades. What the person you're helping, it puts a smile on their face. So remember that. Remember, making a difference is not about getting recognized. It's about doing the thing for yourself and helping other people. And sometimes it could be, you know, you have information for other people. You could write a paper. You could do something like this. But never underestimate your skills that were given by God. You're uniquely made. You're wanted. And you are very valuable in this world. Don't ever think that you're not. You have value. You are important. If you listen to this, I want you to understand that I want to make a difference in your life, that you understand that it's okay that to have depression. It's okay to you know, be there, to sometimes have, you're not okay. It's okay to not be okay. And it's okay to let other people know you're struggling. Don't be ashamed of that. Don't be misguided by that. Just so you know, I really, really want you to know you're more than enough. You're amazing. And keep that in your mind. So what are the things that you can do in your community? Well, I know in Las Vegas, we have a lot of homeless people going to shelters, volunteering at Salvation Army or the mission, I can't remember the full name of it, but doing things for other people will help. So here's another poem I wrote. Be your own person. Love you for the great person God made. Live your dreams. God meant for you, not someone else's. The grass is never as green as you think on the other side of the fence. Don't fight someone to fight. You only get yolk on your face when things calm down. Learn to forgive others daily. We all make mistakes. Humble yourself and ask for forgiveness. We have all sinned, made mistakes, and judged wrongly. Stop the stress, breathe, smile, and walk away. Live, love, be joyful. Have passion, no purposes. I love that one. And a lot of these that I'm reading to you guys are ones that I wrote. You can find them on Instagram. Or if you can't, just let me know and I will find it for you. And I can give you a copy of it. I love to write. Sometimes there's times that I write a lot. And then sometimes there's times where I don't write for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. But I really do enjoy writing and doing radio because I know that I'm making a difference in the lives of other people and helping them. And so I want you to do that. Helping other people could be parenting or doing a craft for your neighborhood to get other people together and to see what other people's needs are, or maybe helping somebody who needs a friend, you know, just that. I really like that. Where I'm looking at through poems as I'm talking to you guys. But let me tell you about Jeremiah 29:11. God knows the plans for you, to give you a hope in the future, to not harm you, and to prosper you. So I hope that you know that you're meant for greatness. You're meant for everything that God has for you. Your journey is your journey. Don't look at what other people have or what other people say. But you know what? Be you. Just so you know, you can send cookies or candies to police officers, to firemen, because that would make a difference in their lives, because you know what, they would know that you care. I know that sometimes we all have our own, you know, problems and everything, but how about this? You know, the sad thing I do have to talk about is this weekend has really been saddened by a grandmother and her grandson shot and killed by just some man, just to kill him, the Jewish temple yesterday. It doesn't matter the color of the person. What matters is the hate has to stop. We cannot keep going in this world with so much hate. You have to learn to help. You have to learn to love others. Maybe getting together and going and helping at some place that you normally wouldn't. Maybe going with your friend who's Muslim to their church, or who's Jewish to their church, or who's Baptist, but go maybe doing something different. Stronger by Choice is another poem. I love it to encourage you. Stronger is not what you see. Stronger does not have a shape, color, or personality. Stronger is a person that changes in the moment to help their mind, body, and spirit to heal. Stronger is a willingness to help others, even when you feel weak or inadequate. Stronger is knowing you are strongest because of faith in God, whatever your higher power is. Stronger is taking the next step day after day. Stronger is smile you have no matter what. Stronger is you. You are stronger. That was written on June 14, 2017. Here's another one. Love everyone where they're at. Love like God. Love unconditionally. Love no matter what as God does, love without hesitation, love unconditionally. When we love other people unconditionally, we don't expect anything from them. We can dissipate the hate. The hate has to stop. So let's, going forward as you listen to this, I'm going forward to remember to be mindful of not hating, not judging, and loving other people as they are. What can you do? We all know our heart. We all know it, and there's nobody else know their heart except for God. So remember that. Just want to recognize that. Here's another poem. You are enough. Know your worth. You're more than enough. You're not your mental illness. You're more than enough. You're not your body weight. You're more than enough. You're unique. You're more than enough. You're smart. You're more than enough. You're loved. You're more than enough. 7:2:18. An excellent way to improve your self-esteem and show you're more than your mental illness is to encourage your mind, body, and spirit by helping other people. When you help other people, you succeed in overstepping the boundaries of yourself. I am my biggest fan. I'm more than enough. I'm my own cheerleader. I'm loved and unique. I'm more than enough. I'm the light of my own smile. I'm more than enough. I'm powerful and blessed. My life is mine. I choose to live. I am more than enough. As you listen to this radio show of Rolling with the Diva, which is sponsored by Elations Radio Magazine, Kimmy Kim, which she'll be on the show with us tomorrow, we want to thank them. We also want to thank Divine Royalty Travel, who is our sponsor and our sponsor for travel. Just remember, I'm doing this radio show not to become famous, but to encourage people, because I know that even if one person listens to this radio show today and they're encouraged, that is helping and making a difference in somebody's life. I'd love to hear back from you, and you can even direct message me on Instagram, send me a message on Facebook, but you need to know you're more than enough and that you're amazing and you can help other people. So just remember that. Just want you guys to be aware of that. And don't lose sight of yourself. You know, helping other people helps you really become in touch with yourself. And I love this one, on an eagle's wing. We never know why we walk past sometimes what seems like an eternity until an angel or a spirit comes down and says, I got you. Trust me enough to lean on me. Let me be the strong one. You did well. When that happens, the journey you were on makes sense. Now know you are there to help them. Life has no coincidences. So when you go to volunteer and help other people, you're helping yourself, okay? Just so you guys know. I love that. All right, we're going to go into another song, and then we'll be right. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to Rolling with the Diva. This show would be nothing without our listeners. And we are going to do Jehovah. Jehovah, that's what we need. And Jehovah is the word of God. Lord is in different, comes in different words. So just know that. We're going to play another song because I really believe you need to be uplifted. And I'm up here lifting you. I'm making a difference by playing songs for you today. So as you listen to the show, you can remember that it's about helping other people. It's about making a difference in your section of the world. Whether you live in Timbuktu, Africa, Haiti, Alaska, you can all make a difference in your world. Know that. This is by Nettie, One Day.
I never did say I'm sorry for the way that I fought you. I never did say I'm sorry for the trusting things that you do. And now I'm looking back with a sad heart at the way things fell apart. But I know that you are here with me and that your love never changes. One day you'll show us what you were up to, and then we'll see whether here or in the heavens above, you will reveal more of your love. And the way you did those things that tore us apart, you will show us more of your heart. Yeah, you show us more of your heart. You show us. As days pass, I can see your plans. They are shining right on through. As days pass, I can see your face. You shine forever, you do. And though the dark times, they come and go, but Lord, you are always true. And every sorrow we're going through, oh Lord, we can count on you. One day you'll show us what you were up to, and we'll see whether here or in the heavens above, you will reveal more of your love. And the way you did those things that tore us apart, you will show us more of your heart. Yeah, you show us more of your heart. You will show us. Through the death and life of your son. And so I wanna say that I'm sorry for the way that I fought you. Resisted all of your purposes, but Lord, you have made a way. One day you'll show us what you were up to, and we'll see whether here or in the heavens above, you will reveal more of your love. And the way you did the things that tore us apart, you will show us more of your heart. Yeah, you show us more of your heart. You will show us.
I love it. Nettie's a young girl. She's about 29 years old. She's an amazing singer. You're tuned in to Rolling with the Diva. This is Sabrina Williams, and I'm your host. I want to remind everybody that 211 in all of the United States, you can dial to get information or referrals for counseling, for domestic violence, for mental health, for bulimia, for anorexia, or whatever you may have be going on in your life. Maybe you need marriage counseling. Maybe you're struggling in a relationship with your significant other. 211 in any state can give you those referrals. They have a sliding scale to work with your income for some, and some may take your insurance. Maybe you don't want to go through your insurance, and maybe you want to be more private. That's okay with me. As long as you know that there's help out there, they can also give you referrals for housing, for maybe you need a food bank just to help you get past. And don't be ashamed during the holidays to go to a food bank for your family. The only shame is not asking for help when you need it. We all need help sometime. And that's what these places are here for, to help make a difference in your life and the lives of others. So maybe you have somebody you know at work who needs a little extra food, or maybe a spouse has left, or maybe a spouse has died and they're struggling. Refer them to 211 in the United States and help them get to a place where they can get food. Maybe there's people there who women, there's a lot more shelters for women for domestic violence. Also, men do suffer from domestic violence, and hopefully we can get to a point where we can have shelters for that. But the world, if we all just, as I said earlier, if we all just take, just work in our one little corner of the world to help one person, we can. Now here, how can 5 ways school students can make a difference in society. I like this. Start with something small. Make a difference doesn't mean doing something that's going to change the world. Help your local charity raise funds. You as a teenager can successfully raise good funds for a charity. You can have a bake sale at your school. You guys can do a car wash. Encourage education. Education is all empowerment. And as I said earlier, volunteer. Join with an adult, experienced activist. Just there's something there you can do. Let's go on to another thing that you can do to make a difference. How can you make a difference in the world? Write a list of social issues you're passionate about. Become a critical thinker. Have both passion and a positive attitude. A positive attitude is great. Having a negative attitude and passion is not going to work. Use your time wisely, even if it's just an hour a week. You know, I used to teach, and I didn't get a lot of time of it, but I used to try to volunteer to teach English as a second language when I was in California years ago. You can make a difference. Remember, it doesn't always have to be something that's going to be in the spotlight. Know your values and practice them. Maybe you can make a difference and volunteer at the Sunday school of the church. And yes, churches are always looking for people to help them volunteer because they have members who have children. Be educated in world events. Vote. Yeah, voting is coming up in the preliminaries on November 6th. Write and speak up, okay? Can one person make a difference in the world? Of course, because you're in your part of the world. Just a handful can make a huge difference. Think about it. When one person influences another, there are two major effects, a ripple effect that over time can actually impact thousands of people over generations. It's just like throwing a rock, and I don't think I've ever thrown a rock in a water. Maybe I have. But as you see, the water will just like make a wave, which is like a ripple. If we all did that, just one person touches another, we can all make a difference. Jesus came to this earth to love us, to help us, and to save us, and to make a difference in our lives. And we should do the same for other people. 7 ways to make the world a better place. Volunteer your time at local schools, whether you have a school-aged child or not, children are the future of the world. Recognize the humanity of other people and to respect their dignity. And this is the one and most important thing. We have so much hate going on. We have a president who encourages hate. We need to just stop all of this and just love people as they are and love how God is. Use less paper, drive less, conserve water, donate to clean water charities. Be generous. And being generous doesn't always mean money. It can mean your time, okay? So just remember that. We're here to make a difference. And I hope that my radio show is making a difference to you. And my show is, as I said in the very beginning, is about helping people with their mental health. I struggle with my mental health, but I take medication, I exercise, and I stay positive, and I read my Bible. Not every day. I got to get better on that. But I really, really try to stay encouraged with God.
So just so you know, you can make a difference. And giving back to your society, just being grateful that you live in a world where you can do many things. We're so blessed here in the United States. And I know we have a lot going on, but in some countries, communist countries and everything, we don't have that. So just know, you know, just to do something. And I love this. This is from Beyond the safeharbor.com, giving back to society, how to make a difference. And this article was written, it's November 16th, so I think it was last year. What's your favorite thing about the holiday season? For some, it's the feeling of love and generosity in the air. People seem to be happier, warmer, and more willing to help one another. It's a time of giving back to society and giving to others. But during the season, how can we make a difference in the community? Well, you know what? Inviting people over, your family. Maybe you're not like close to your family. Inviting a whole bunch of friends over that you know wouldn't have any place to go. Okay? You can actually donate money, but maybe you can make a whole bunch of cookies for a children's shelter. Give blood. Rally others to help. Do, you know, things like that. Clean out your closet and take it down to the homeless shelters. I like to take my clothes down to where the homeless people live in Las Vegas, because sometimes those people cannot go into the Salvation Army and things. But I hope that you guys today can really hear, I love you. I think you're amazing. I think you're great, and you're more than enough. And when you give to others, you're giving back to yourself. We're going to play one more song, and then we're going to come back, and we are going to close out the show. All right? And this is Lady Princess. Take me there. All right, we're back with Rolling with the Diva, and I want to remind you guys that we have a show tomorrow at 4 p.m., and it will be on Stopping the Hate and Loving Thy Neighbor. There's just so much hate going on. We can't do this, people. You know what? No, not everybody's going to get along, but this hate that we have has got to stop. I see it on TV. I see it in person. We have to learn to love other people, all right? So before we end the show, I wanted to read a couple of Bible verses and to you guys. And let's go with this one. And this is from www.BibleStudyTools. I like going on them because they talk about just how to, really how the verses are, why they're important. And this is teaching children the importance of giving to others, whether time, money, or energy, is one of the most valuable character traits in a child of God. The Bible is filled with verses and examples of people of all ages helping others. It doesn't matter if you have a lot to give or little. It's the heart that matters. So here we go with these scriptures. Deuteronomy 15:11. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed towards your fellow Israelites who are poor and needy in the land. So we know in the world there's so many people. We could talk about the orphanages in Russia, the people in Africa that are orphans that barely have food. You guys know there's so many different ways to help. Ephesians 4:28. Anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, do something useful with their own hands, that they may have something to share with those in need. Exodus 17:12. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on another, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. God is not unjust. This is Hebrews 6:10. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them. Hebrews 13:6, do not forget to do good and share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. James 1:17, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And we read two more. John 15:12. My command is this, love each other as I loved you. And that's going to be repeated on tomorrow's show, Stopping the Hate. John 15:13. Greater love that has no one that is to lay down his life for one's friends. Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken, toward, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with this measure you use, it will be measured unto you. All right. So this is the last one, Matthew 5:16. The same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify you, your Father in heaven. And I'm going to say a prayer. I am not a perfect person. I sin. I'm just like everybody else. I cuss. And I need to be a better person. But you know what? We all have some flaw. But the one thing is, if we love other people, we help other people, the world will be a better place. So I encourage you guys, and I hope that you know that I want to make a difference in your life, and that I hope that this today radio show will help you see how you can make a difference in other people's life, and how that you can make a difference, even if it's just with your family. Maybe you're new married and you have stepchildren. Love them, okay? All right, so God, thank you for the show. Thank you for my listeners, and thank you for being able to give a positive word. We need to make sure our mind, body, and spirit are in sync in order to help and serve others. And sometimes they may not be totally in sync, but sometimes when we give to others, we can make ourselves whole. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to play one more song as we exit out. And we thank you to Relations Radio and Magazine for being one of our sponsors and Rolling with the Diva. All right. We're going to go with, let me see. Help Me to Pray, Dwayne God.